evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 7/14/2023. Oh, I'll tell you what. It's quite interesting. But the first thing I'm going to read to you is Ezekiel. And I'm going to read to you the exact part here, which is verse 10. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a great spoil, to take a prey, to turn these thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Okay? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, now what's interesting is we got the Novorossiysk nuclear processing or uranium enrichment plant. It's the largest one in the world, and then they had a quote-unquote accident, supposedly of depleted uranium manufacturing type stuff, a gas that was supposedly in the cylinder was depressurized, and then bingo, all of a sudden they killed the guy there, and then they present 100 people to the hospital. They say there's no problem with anybody living around the plant. Well, all I know is that early AM, our nuke sniffer plane, which had previously been elsewhere, went up from Opet Air Force Base and was going towards the northwest, going towards that area. They're going to sniff to see what's up there in the air, to see what was released from the Novorossiysk uranium. It's one of those closed cities. It's a closed city. Only people that live there are the people that work there, and it's above top secret, largest uranium enrichment plant in the world. Now, the question being is, was that a tit or a tat or some kind of a sabotage on behalf of, the United States or somebody like that? And it could be that was done, because I'll tell you, after that happened, if you look at the MIMIC, MIMIC-TPW, version 2, okay, University of Wisconsin, it is a system that shows you the moisture content, but it also measures the electromagnetic expressions of anomalies and things across the map. It's a way for some people to see what's being done. All right. In the electromagnetic warfare, weather war, tectonic war. If you read the original patent of HAARP, HAARP could focus in on a single neighborhood or an individual house, or it could focus in on a small region, you see. And then using the frequencies that it could generate and then pulse into that area, could put people to sleep, or wake them up really excited, or wake them up and make them mean and aggressive and mad, you see. Or, oh, it's just so smooth. The smooth, mellow sounds of the harp rebounds. You see what I'm saying? Well, what's going on is that I have never seen what I've seen on the map for North America. It's just incredible. I've seen a lot of stuff come out of Antarctica before that were large, huge amounts of energy of a silvery gray type or a multicolored spray type thing. But what I'm seeing now is huge amounts of energy coming out of Russia and across the Arctic and in other places. Because when you look at the map of North America, it looks like there's a swirling thing. It was a little bit more pronounced earlier, but there was like a whirlpool, you know, going counterclockwise that was the whole size of Canada, up into the Arctic, up into Greenland, and then also all the way down into the Midwestern part of the United States, you know, down into as far as southern Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, that kind of stuff. And then it surrounds back up, and it looks like almost like there are two arms, like the enemy troops said, hands up, or the police said, hands up, and they had the gun on you. And then you put your hands up in like a semicircle. That is what the picture looks like. That is what the picture looks like. It's like hands up, North America, America, because this thing is steering storms like you can't believe. Then another off the coast of British Columbia, Alaska, off the coast of Washington State, Oregon, and down into a little bit of Northern California, there is a counterclockwise flow there being generated that is keeping that off the United States. All right. No rain in those areas. And then in what's interesting about it, you've got like at about just about the spot of Skinwalker Ranch, to be honest with you, in Utah. It's maybe a little bit off center of that. There is a bright white little tiny pinpoint coming out of there. So I don't know if that is a pivot point or something that's being put in, or if they're working tectonics there or what they're doing. But this thing, this massive systems and these rainstorms and all these things that are just on the United States like crazy, the flooding. Kansas City had flooding today, 80-mile-an-hour wind, and that was just within about 15 minutes it had flooding, okay? What they call the downtown, a little bit off the downtown Southwest Traffic Way and Penway, different areas down in that area. But there was flooding, major flooding there. And then where I lived, we had an 80-mile-an-hour straight-line wind come right through. Didn't damage my property, but thank the Lord Jesus for that. But it did tear up stuff in different areas. So this thing is like a tit for tat. And the amount of massive power being utilized by Russia and different people, possibly, to do this. But I think it's Russia, because I can see where the electromagnetic stuff comes through. And it looks like it's coming through from the Arctic Circle. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what did Jesus tell us? Wars, rumors of wars, right? This doesn't mean that you, it's happy days are here again because we didn't blow up the other day. Nor does it mean that we're going to blow up tomorrow. But the fact is that we could. You got wars, rumors of wars, right? Famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. That still tells us, Lord Jesus is still telling us, that you need to go to Matthew 25 and the parable of the wise and foolish virgins and the lamp oil, all right? And that you better have lamp oil prepared for when the bridegroom cometh. Otherwise, you don't get to go into the thing because you're not awake. You're not there. You're not able to see. And, of course, the parable is that five virgins are wise and five are foolish. And when it comes time that the bridegroom, might be coming, right before that, they ask the foolish, say, our lamps have gone out. Give us some of your oil. And then the wise say, oh, not so. You go to those that sell them and buy for yourself, lest there not be enough for me and for you. All right. And so the foolish go to buy. And right then the bridegroom comes, and those that are ready, those that are prepared, those that have the oil in the lamps, you see what I'm saying? They go in with the bridegroom into the marriage. And when the foolish virgins come, they say, Lord, Lord, open to us. Open up, Lord. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. So what's your answer going to be? Are you going to heed the proverb of the wise and foolish virgins? that Lord Jesus put in Matthew 25, after he's told you about in Matthew 24, that wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places, those are the beginning of sorrows. In other words, it's going to get much worse. And it's going to get much worse to the point of, if time were not shortened for the elect, there'd no flesh be saved on the planet. Nobody'd be alive. Might be some robots, some AI robots alive, because they're not flesh, are they? Think about that. They're going to use those to operate most of the machinery, all the stuff. They can kill, 6.5 billion people off. What is it, the Deagle Report said in 2025, U.S. population, 100 million. Well, we're sitting at about probably 350 million today. 330, 350 million. Well, in a year or so, 2 years, they say a population will only be 100 million. Well, what's going to cause the death of, 230 or 250 million people in America? What will cause the death of 250 million people in America? Possibility of nukes. You also have the power grid. If the power grid pops off like right now, within a year, you'll have a 90% dead, 90% death rate in this country within 1 year if the power grid goes totally down. And when we say that, you got to understand, we're not just turning the light switch off and then on back on. Can't do that. We're talking about if an EMP, let's say if they dropped EMP weapons, somebody did, over Nebraska or Western Kansas, Nebraska, that kind of stuff. It would pop and pop the entire power grid of the United States down. The soonest it could come back up, I used to say, was 18 months. Now, I read to you back two or three weeks ago, I was reading you the information. Now, the soonest that the power grid could be put back up in the United States, if it was knocked out by an EMP, the soonest it could be put up would be 24 months. That's 2 years. So if we're sitting right here in July of 23, power grid get knocked out sometime here soon, it would be 2025 before the power grid could come back up. Could you see how Deagle, who is allegedly somebody who provides statistics and forecasts and that type of thing to the intelligence communities and to the military, the Deagle, knowing some of the things that they might know, are giving you a good idea of what to expect of how 250 million or 230 million people are going to die between now and 2025 in the United States. That's what Deagle's telling the CIA. That's what Deagle's telling the NSA, the DIA, the EIEIO, the FBI, the NRO, Deltas, the NRO this, the NRO that, okay? The Energy Department, all of the usual EIEIOs. So somebody knows something. Or you could do it with another pandemic. Only this one was something that's got some bulldog's bite to it. Or some of its Marburg or Ebola bite to it. Marburg was created or popped up when certain people were using in Germany monkeys from a certain station in Africa, green monkeys. Well, those are the same green monkeys that I even know the corporation. I'm not going to name the names anymore, because you could read Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book and he would tell you about that. Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book about emerging viruses, AIDS, Ebola, emerging viruses. Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Incredible book, very well researched. I talked to Horowitz on a number of occasions over the last 20 years. All right. Actually, almost now, going on almost to 30 years, because in the mid 90s, I used to talk to him a lot. But what we're talking about here is Deagle has to know something because he works in with the intelligence and the military. If he's providing them with statistics based on inputs, then that's where they're getting it. Now, they could also do that with the pandemic, as I say, and Marburg was developed out of lab use of the same monkeys. But these were the same monkeys that they were working on with Ebola. It was in the same monkey station in Africa. So then you got to wonder how that got out of the box. It's very similar to the original in the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman and I don't know if it was Cuba Gooding or whoever it was. I forget exactly who it was. But anyway, Dustin Hoffman and Outbreak, where they have the Motaba. And then they have the original Motaba. Then they have a new version of Motaba. Remember that in that movie? And they even showed on the screen, the screen that they were showing, that was the original Ebola that they were showing the picture of the what the cells looked like. And they were going to have to use and develop a thing to blow out the whole town where it would become infected on the West Coast. They're going to have to use the fuel air bomb. Remember all of that? And then finally they developed a vaccine for it, okay? An inoculation that would cure it. So anyway, they could use those. And what's funny, they used to have it off of Plum Island. So then you, whatever came across, you got, bay there into Connecticut, where you have the little disease named after a certain town there right across the bay, created and spread by ticks, allegedly, right? I'm just being vague because I want you to try to look this stuff up because there is stuff there. So the fact is here is that the pandemics or the EMP, either way, in 2 years, you could get there to loss of 250 million lives in the United States. Well, who's going to lose their life? Well, suppose somebody doesn't have any lamp for their lamp oil or any lamp oil for their lamp. Suppose somebody does not have long-term storage food or even just good old canned chunky soup that will last them through that period of time or as far down the road as possible as they can get. Who has organization? I talk about this all the time. If the EMP went, the lights went out, who's organized enough to take territory and to take ground and take homes and to take stuff? Well, first thing you got, you think, well, it'd be the U.S. military. Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe they also got hit, or maybe a few of the other, along with the EMP, they hit D.C. and New York, and maybe they hit certain key military bases, San Diego, Bragg, you know, different ones. Maybe Treasure Island, you know. Jacksonville and Georgia area where the subs are at, maybe those, or maybe Virginia Beach area with all the different naval facilities and stuff there. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you hit a few of those bases and you do the EMP, then this whole thing is pretty much up for grabs. So I tell you that who has got the organization to possibly do something, possibly the local police, all right, depending. Possibly the sheriffs, but they're going to try to be more helpful in most cases. The sheriff's deputies, I believe, would be. But in terms of city police forces, I don't know about that. You see what I'm saying? I remember I used to go to, in St. Louis, there used to be up on the bulletin board outside of a certain place that had a buffet bar, and it was a bar and a restaurant. And when you used to go there on certain Monday nights of the month, they had to picture police, biggest street gang in the world, okay? And they had a picture of them. And they said, closed tonight for use by the police department and state and city, state and county police. Okay. It's a real true story. And so you couldn't go in because they were using it. Well, they also had the big sign that said street gang. You know, they had the police department. They had all the SWAT team and all the guys with their shotguns, the M4s, all the stuff, the body armor, the helmets, the whole bit. They had squad cars and the big, SWAT vans and all the different stuff, the tanks. They said, police department, biggest street gang in the world, okay? And I thought about that particular city, St. Louis, and I thought about that. I said, yeah, that's probably true. It used to be Chicago might have been like that, although in Chicago they basically just got rid of the cops. So it just, you don't know what's going on. New York don't exist. L.A., not sure about that, but they really don't exist that much. So I'm trying to say is that the next people that you're going to have some organization that could come to you would be biker gangs. Biker gangs are highly organized, military-type organizations. Street gangs, highly organized. Centralized control. They got, lieutenants. The mafia, same way, based on the old mafia. You know, the Don, the Capos, the Capo regime, and then on down, to the soldiers, etc. So this is the type of thing that could come at you. Because if it's all no holds barred and everything is like a wild weasel and there's no light, no electricity, all the food's gone to the grocery stores, all the drugs from the drug stores and pharmacies and stuff, all that's gone. Gasoline was pumped out, or maybe they've got electricity, maybe they don't. Can't get the gas out, so there's nobody running anything. So it's all right now, boom, 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 hitting houses and getting stuff and grabbing cars and grabbing people and doing all those kind of things. It could also be that the Red Chinese come in with the Russians, perhaps to help the United States out of trouble after the EMP. Oh, we don't know who did the EMP. We're just here to help you. Helpful, handy people, across the water. Hands across the water. So at some point in time, somebody's going to come down your road on a cordon and search. Whether it be the Chicago Outlaws or the Hells Angels or the Vato, whoever it might be, or whether it be the Gangster D, okay, or the Crips, Bloods, whatever might be. I go back, clear back to the idea of the some of the Chicago street gangs who then, out of those, popped off into the Bloods and the Crips and that kind of stuff. And then now all that's changed, so it doesn't make any difference. The fact is, street gangs will come door to door. Now, I remember the gang summit back in the 90s in Kansas City, to where they actually had a gang summit of all the heads of the gangs. And what I heard was that they promised the tops of the gangs, if they would stop doing these drive-by shootings that were all over the news back then, the drive-by this, drive-by that. I mean, it was like boom, boom, it was like in pictures of it and movies and still shots and of the drive-bys. Now, we still got some gunplay in Chicago and a lot of places and crime, but we're talking about back then in the 90s, they were trying to make the peace, in a sense, so there weren't the drive-by shootings. And then in exchange for that, allegedly, the top slots in the U.S. Intel and the FBI and all the people promised the head gang leaders that they would supply them with weapons for the future, weapons and money, and pay them to not do this stuff. And then you remember also back in about that time, there was a Chinese container ship come in, and then it was bound in, and they had all kind of Kalashnikovs and all kind of stuff, Kalashnikov rifles, AK-47s and ammunition and all kind of other things, and even Stinger missiles, shoulder-fired missiles. And that was all bound, allegedly, for street gangs in Atlanta. So what I'm trying to say is, in that gang summit where they had the whole deal and the feds organized that, they allegedly cooled a lot of the drive-by stuff out by money and by providing weapons. Well, now the weapons are extant. They have the weapons now, you see. Now we've added in elements of Russian Spetsnaz. Thousands and thousands of Red Chinese agentur, okay? Spy saboteurs. We're seeing the effects of that. So all these kind of things, somebody's going to come down the block to want your goods, okay? You could even be, this is the United States, prepare to get yourselves to be put onto a truck, and we're going to take you to the rest camp to make sure you have rations and clean water and a place to sleep with electricity at the sports stadium, where they also have the guillotine, you see. Do not open the door. You know, we will come in. Just open the door, unlock it. We will come in the door, and we'll explain everything to you. And then what they're going to do is they're going to come and take all of your food. They're going to come and take all of your supplies. They'll take all of your weapons and take you outside. If you say one bad thing, you say one, ask one wrong question. And this was based on what was told and overheard of a Canadian general, saying this in the early 2000s, saying, stupid Americans, you know, the first thing they do if they come and it's a martial law and they ask them a bunch of crap and they're going to give the people in charge a bunch of crap, it's going to be pop, pop, two in the head, lay him down dead, take his children, his wife, throw them on the trucks, we'll do with them what we want, and we'll take that house and all the contents in it, and that will be a war prize under the martial law. Martial law means military law. I still see people say, oh, it's the marshals take charge. No, the U.S. military takes charge. And then if you remember, Barack Hussein Obama did a proclamation, didn't he? Let's see if I've got that up here. I should have that to read. You know, that's pretty close there to read someplace. Oh, there's the good old Declaration of Martial Law. Domestic Insurgency Declaration of Martial Law, October 2008, okay? That tells you what they're going to do to you, all right? Tells you all the things they're going to do. Cordon and search your neighborhood. And here it is right here. New executive order that Obama put in. I don't remember Trump rescinding this or anything like that. New executive order signed by Obama effectively creates structure of military governors for martial law. Isn't that wonderful? They already set it in motion, you see. It's already there, you see. Establishment of the Council of Governors. There is an established a Council of Governors. Shall consist of 10 state governors appointed by the president, of whom no more than 5 shall be of the same political party. The term of service for each member appointed to serve on the council shall be 2 years, but a member may be reappointed for additional terms. The president shall designate 2 members who shall not be members of the state political party to serve as co-chairs of the council. Now, here's the deal. The president is the commander-in-chief, and under martial law, he would be the military commander-in-chief, right? Do we have 50 states? We do have 50 states, don't we? So there's 50 state governors, right? Well, in this thing, executive order, establishment of the Council of Governors, there's only 10 governors. Now, isn't that interesting? You need to look up and see which FEMA region you live in. If you don't know, find out which FEMA region you live in and where the capital of FEMA is for your region. All right, you need to know that, because I'll tell you what, that's where the Council of Governors stuff comes in. And then if you have the bank holiday, you see, I've read you that so many times. Brother Quayle had the information. And it was, let's see here, let's see what I can get here. And here it is. All account access was to be limited by the bank, and that any withdrawals, checks, debit cards, or access of credit lines in IRAs could total no more than $500 per one or a combination of accounts every 7 business days until these limitations are lifted by federal authorities. All lockboxes, if you're storing your silver or gold or your cash or whatever, your diamonds in the lockboxes, listen to this. Number 2, all lockboxes are to be seized or sealed and access to contents disallowed by regulations imposed by executive order, the IRS, the FDIC, and the Federal Reserve Bank until further notice. In other words, they're going to do what they did in the 30s. They're going to take everything you got in there, all your cash, your gold, or whatever you got. These type restrictions have been seen before. I wrote here back in, August 18th, 2009. Bank holiday possible from August 26th through October 2009 will be no picnic, but an Illuminati feast of flesh and marrow. So I said these type restrictions have been seen before. Bank holidays of the 30s, where contents of lockboxes, particularly gold and cash, were in fact confiscated, and also in more recent IMF World Bank imposed scenarios in South American countries such as Argentina and Brazil in the early 2000s, back in the 90s, and back in the 80s. And so those kind of things have been done, and now we got the WEF starting to say you're not going to get any money out of your savings account, your checking account, your IRA at the bank, or any kind of thing unless you take a microchip under the skin. A microchip under the skin. Well, what do you know? Mark of the beast time coming right down the road. Is it not? Is it not? Well, let me tell you this. This is the kind of thing that Lord Jesus was trying to tell you about in Matthew 24, 25, Luke 21, Revelations, what back in Ezekiel, he was telling you about the land of the unwalled villages, that's the Russians. Gog Magog is going to sneak up into here. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences. Well, you know what? A Marburg or a bird flu or a Ebola or whatever it might be, or a certain Ebola pox or mouse type pox with Ebola that was created allegedly down in Australia by a large pharmaceutical company, just for testing, you know, just to test to see in case it happened, right? But they had up to 90% kill ratio on that. The Marburg virus in Africa had between 70 and 80% kill ratio on that. How'd you like to see that roaming around through the things? Well, cases are popping out of Africa now and into other places. And all they got to do is put some vectors, human vectors, on a few airplanes, fly them around the world a little bit, and next thing you know, it's a Marburg pandemic or a bird flu pandemic. The bird flu probably would be a hemorrhagic flu as well. Kind of a mixture of a certain bird and a certain swine flu, and you got a hemorrhagic flu. Means you bleed out of every orifice, including the eyeballs, ears, nose, and mouth, you see. You guys were all thinking about the other orifices, but that's where you'd bleed out of those too. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're believing what Lord Jesus tells you and what he suggests you do in Matthew 25 strongly, and if you don't do it, the foolish virgins didn't do it, and he tells them he knows them not, you see, when they didn't prepare, they didn't have their lamp oil, they weren't ready to go, they weren't ready to do that, you know. So you do what you can do. Most people don't have hardly enough money to get around the block on. Some people have a lot of money, but others don't, and a large portion of them, 100 million don't, you know, or 150 million don't. Or maybe more, but the middle class is pretty much getting knocked out of the box. The inflation, just so that you know this, the way that we used to do inflation back in 1980 and the way we figure it now are totally different things. Bidenomics says, oh, it's only 3% inflation. It's the best it's been in years. Well, the current inflation rates in the United States, not the consumer price index, but the regular inflation, they say is around 3% or a little higher. But if you figured that today the way it used to be figured in 1980, do you know what it would be today? I mean, look around your table and see, do you know what it would be, honey? No, do you know what it would be? I'm going to tell you what. If you figure inflation today, what's going on, the way that it was originally figured for years, clear up until 1980, when that was when Carter transitioned after that into Reagan, okay? After Reagan beat him in the election. But in 1980, standard of figuring inflation, how to calculate it. The current inflation rate today would be 12%, somewhere between 12 and 15% inflation. Quite a bit different than what the lying pieces of, you know what, in the United States government are telling you, isn't it? And even the so-called good Congress people and all of that, do they not know the true facts of the matter? Do they care? I don't even know if they're smart enough to know. And the senator's probably dumber than that. Although they're supposed to be the wise men, right? The wise women. So we've got all that going. So you can't do what you could have done years ago. Because we had much more a few years back. People were doing a lot better. Gasoline, if they just would pump oil and drill, drill, drill and pump oil and natural gas, you'd see your energy rates come down at house and you'd see your gasoline rate come down at the pump. Trump had so much oil being pumped in the United States and so much natural gas, we were leading the world. We were the largest producer of petrochemicals in the world, oil and natural gas. And now Joe Biden's trying to beg or borrow or steal some from Iran. And in exchange for that, he's going to give them hundreds of billions of dollars that were frozen of their assets and give all that back to them. Just print it right out. No problem. Give away, what is it? What is he giving away? $300 billion or something? Although the Supreme Court says you can't do it. What did they do? They just did it, didn't they? Forgave all the loans, right? Student loans. I remember going back and paying mine. They'd already written me off. It'd been so long about that period of time that I went back and paid it off. They couldn't believe that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to be prepared. And Jesus is telling you that. Jesus is telling you that in Matthew 25. He's telling you what's going to happen, Matthew 24, Luke 21. So you got to do that so that you're not in a position to where when the lights go out, where the lights go out in the country. And by that also, I mean, when an EMP happens, almost all of the automobiles don't run. Yeah, you can put the EMP protection device in it, but if you're on, oh, I don't know, let's see. Let's just take you're on the Dan Ryan at rush hour. You're on the LA, you know, freeway at rush hour. You're on whatever it might be, you know, the Long Island Expressway, I-90 or the I-10, the I-5, whatever it might be, whatever you're on. At rush hour, and all of a sudden, kaboom, most all the cars, you've got the EMP thing, but you're in a line of cars and traffic that's miles long and going 20 or 10 or 20 mile an hour, bumper to bumper. And you hope you try to get up on the side streets and you find the side streets will be the same way. Because what will happen with an EMP blast is that almost all automobiles are going to be knocked out. Almost all computers knocked out. Your bank won't work. The tellers won't work. The bank, even internally, won't be able to figure out who's got any money. So they'll say, all the money's ours. The last statement, all this is ours. Frank Dodak made all your money their money. You're just an unsecured creditor, you see, or a semi-secured creditor. So if we have all of that pop up, and even if you've got the protection, how are you going to get out of traffic when there's, oh, I don't know, let's say, let's just take Chicago, okay, on that to Dan Ryan, you're on one of the, you know, one of the expressways, you know, that kind of stuff, and you're sitting there, you're bumper-to-bumper traffic, you know, it's between 4 and 6, you know, 3:30 and 6 o'clock. Let's say you're sitting right there at 5 o'clock, okay, and you're bumper to bumper, and normally it takes you an hour and a half to get home, okay, or maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours in some cases. And you're sitting right there. Another one would be I-270 and 70 and 40 in St. Louis. So you're sitting right there. You can't get out because none of the other cars ahead of you can run. Can't be started, can't run. So you're going to have to get out of your car, even though you've prepared it for the thing. I would keep one car at home with that on it. But here's the deal. Everybody else is not going to be able to do it unless you've got a bulldozer or a big excavator or something to start knocking cars off the side of the road. You ain't going to get through. Well, if you got a 55 Chevy with the 327 with 2 4 barrels and a 4-speed, you might, with a generator and the old-fashioned points plugs and distributor cap and all that, that car will start. If you got a Bakelite phone from about 1955, you got a Bakelite, you got it on a hard wire to the phone company, your phone still might work, but most people don't have any of that. The phones ain't going to work. The internet, gone, okay? Satellite phones for a little while. And then eventually, in a war, they may get knocked out the sets. Well, they will get knocked out. But anyway, that's the thing about it. So that's how 90% of the population can die within 12 months after an EMP power grid in the United States. You can read that in congressional testimony about that. Congressional testimony by experts about that. You want to read it as a book form in a quick novel so you can understand what would happen through the eyes of people in like Black Mountain, North Carolina, Asheville, Swinoa, those kind of places in North Carolina. Maggie Valley, all those different places, you get the 1 Second After by William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-T, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, Forge book, 1 Second After, read it. These weather warfare, Dwayne Wigington was on with the health ranger the other day, and he said it's a final warning. They're going to do all this stuff and make it look, and you're going to tell you it's climate change. And then what did I tell you last night, though? WEF. They're going to use a stick and carrot approach to get you to do it. But the sticks are going to come up front. They're going to start whacking people on the back of the head and on the shoulders and in the shins and all the stuff. Well, what I would tell you to do is this. It gets you an old Louisville Slugger, and you get them all tuned up and ready to go. And you start knocking their sticks out of their hands. You start using the sticks on their Luciferian scumbag heads. All right. Oh, this is all satire, of course. It's just satire. But remember, even in the mimic, which sometimes is interesting because it shows things. Remember how when the Twin Towers blew in the flames and the fire above it, how you could see the devil face in the flames, or a demonic kind of like face in the flames? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. This is going to be a wild weasel. Wild weasel, you can't believe it. The wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. How do you prepare for those? You prepare for them with water purification. Berkey water filtration system is the only one I know of. They have those black Berkey filters, and those can take out about 99.9% of the chemicals. They take out also the bad viruses, the bacteria, and the bad protozoa and that kind of stuff. The stuff you get from bad water. It'll take it right out. Take it right out. Then you got to have somewhere to store it. Then you need food. Well, what's your ration going to be per day? Hopefully you could eat 3 square meals a day and stay strong. All right. If you did that, you need to be prepared with how many ever years you feel it's going to be needed for preparation. Most people can't do all that. If you've been doing it all along, then you're there in many cases already. And for the 19 years I've been on, I've been telling you the same thing every week. For the most part, a lot of people have stored up 1 year, 2 year, 3, 4 years even of food, okay, of long-term storage food, a combination of that and canned goods. Plus they raise a garden, you know, plus they have big freezers and they have generators or solar panel type systems to run their freezers and refrigerators. So then you also are going to have nuclear, bioelectrical, chemical gear, because if they pop a few nukes here and there, or if when the power grids go out, you have nuclear power plants all across the United States in various areas, if they don't get power into generators to run the cooling stuff and all of that, then they start to melt down, okay? Think about that. If they start to melt down, then you got some problems. So you're going to need something to protect you from radiation. You need gas masks with full NBC or nuclear biological, chemical, radiological filters. You need those. And you need multiples of those. And you need ones that will last a long time. So you got to get the higher-priced military-grade ones. You don't get the surplus ones where you say, oh, we'll get 20 of them for the price of, you know, 10 or something. You're like, no. You need the brand new, first-rate, good ones. And then you're going to need the gloves and the booties and the whole bit, a Tyvek F suit or better. There are better quality suits against radiation. But I always say a Tyvek F, for those are about $50-$60, okay, for a Tyvek F suit. The suits that you might have a surplus from the Gulf War, get rid of them. When they were manufactured, get this, many military people don't know this. When you're in the Iraq and you know, all that over there, when the first Gulf War took place, they were launching the Scuds and all that, that they knew that the masks were compromised and would not work, the cheese filters wouldn't work against the Prussian blue that was being put into certain chemical munitions, etc., that would eat through those filters and eat away. And then also those mop suits that everybody had, which were so weird looking and everything, those mop suits, I found out after the war that they manufactured them and they knew that a certain percentage of the mop suits had holes in them, right straight from the factory. But they went ahead and gave them to you anyway because they didn't have any alternative. But on the other hand, a lot of people got the Gulf War illness, didn't they? And are still impacted by it. And dying from it. Well, that Prussian blue and all that stuff that they cooked up, there was a guy named Dr. Ibrahim Barbudi, who was a Libyan, I believe, wasn't he, a doctor? And then he was involved somehow or another in a company with somebody that worked for Poppy Bush. Poppy Bush owned a company that, and they did some work on this stuff where they figured out they could, compromise the gas mask, and then that way they could move to the New World Order because the military had been decimated, you see. They almost got that done. Dr. Abraham Barbudi, okay? Anyway, that's going back in ancient history for most people. A lot of people weren't even born then, you know, when that was happening. But be that as it may, get your new equipment, NBC gear, as best you can. Firearms and ammunition. I told you about that. Borrow a 12-gauge from Uncle Joe or a 22 from Grandpa Jim and, get you a pistol from Aunt Bosco or somebody, you know, whatever it is. But if you can, you get a rifle, you get a 12-gauge shotgun, you get a pistol or a good revolver. If you can get only one revolver, get a .357. Shoot the .38 or .357s. Good, powerful, you know, opportunity there that you have. Old Greg Evenson took on, when he was a state Kansas State Trooper, he took on the bank robbers with a .357 wheel gun and a pump 12 gauge, man. And he took them out by himself. So that's what you need. And then you're going to need medical supplies. I mean, lots of it. You know, every kind of thing you have, plus your prescription drugs, if you can get them. And that's going to be the problem. I use insulin. I don't know where it'll come from. I don't think it'll be around. So I don't know what I'm going to have to do is to carefully watch whatever it is I do. All right. But when the time comes and you ask the Lord Jesus, Lord, where do you want me to stand? And he tells you, I need you to stay right where you're at. You don't need to bug out. I'll protect your family. They'll have the safety there. But I want you on the front lines in that area. Or he might say, move your family over to here, but you go back to over there. All right? Whatever it is the Lord Jesus tells you to do when you pray to him and you ask him, Lord, what is it you want me to do to stand against evil in this time? And if you listen to what he tells you, that's what I would do. And that's what I am doing. I listened. I've been here over 19 years trying to talk to you straight and tell you the right thing and tell you what the Lord is putting on my plate to give you, and it's been much of the same thing for all those years. Oh, there's power in the blood of Jesus. That's the thing you got to know. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Repent of your sins. Ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do, and he knows you're sincere, he'll start to wash you clean. He'll clean you up and clean you up, and he'll erase your sins with the power of his blood. Now, if you want to get anything to help you survive, you know, if you need gold or if you need silver, which is going to be something, they're going to take the money away in this central bank digital currency stuff. And if you don't know that, you need to read up on it and tell you what they're going to do. They're going to say, you want to say, oh, I want to get a steak tonight. I'm sorry. No, you can only have 10 grams of meat per day, 10 grams of beef per day, 10 grams. That's like a little chunk, right? So your steak, your T-bone, or your porterhouse, or whatever, let alone a filet, that will be your whole ration probably for the year or 6 months. But there's plenty of bugs for you to eat and worms. And then you can take your own potty pee and filter it out, and you can just drink that. Ha ha! No reason for water. Because they're going to own all of that stuff. But now those who are in the class of leadership, they deserve more. They have to have a lot more and eat fully so they can manage the whole system equitably for everybody. That means everybody has the same outcome, not the same chance. They already have the same basic chance in a sense now, but they want you to have the same outcome. Aha. Not the same thing. Call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. Get the gold, get the silver. If you get his able manager, Daryl, or you get Tyler, his son, or Steve himself, you tell him Old Hawk sent you. And while you're at it, get some of Steve's books. Get his Lies of Men and Gods DVD. Get the Mega Drive DVD is still an excellent one to get because that tells a lot. You can also get half price, I believe, on a lot of some of the books and half price on some of the conference, the older conference videos and that kind of things that you may not got to attend, but they had a tremendous amount of speakers and information in each one of Steve's Branson conferences or the Whitestone conference that was out in Montana. Whatever it is you wanted to see those are half price right now. The new DVD on Lies of Men and Gods, and then also I think the Mega Drought, I don't believe they're half price, but a lot of the others are. Just ask them, tell them the Hawk said to ask about the half price deal on the books or on the conference videos and those kind of things. So do that. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything's most needed or welcome, believe me. And it can be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver. It could be a silver quarter, a silver dime, silver dollar, ounce of silver, whatever it might be, a little bit of gold, or a check. Send it to Hawk, HAWK, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Help the Nunemakers out, too. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Nunemaker, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows. MMB, strike some blows against these evil people. You know where they're at. You know who they are. Fool with their stuff. Bandego Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, Mickey, that old 338's going to sing. Zing, zing, zing. I know it. Keep your eye on the optics. Road and track, little L, as you go through your sparring tonight, perhaps. Think about Old Hawk, because Old Hawk is proud of you guys, and Lord Jesus loves you. Lord Jesus loves you for what you do. Say hi to your daddy, hi to your mommy. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare. Go out and prepare. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes and divers places. These are the beginning of sorrows. Good night.